Welcome to the Will Leach Experience podcast, footer and leech postseason preview edition. We've been doing short little 10 to 12 minute podcasts previewing each of the postseason series. We actually now know a new one, the American League Division Series between the Kansas City Royals and the Houston Astros is now secured, because on Tuesday night the Houston Astros beat the New York Yankees 3-0. I am talking, of course, to the great Allison Footer, who knows a little bit about the Houston Astros. What's the mood involving all of those people Astros related?
There's a lot of, there's obviously a lot of very excited people, and a lot of people who feel like it's been a really long 10 years since the last time this happened. But it was just, it didn't surprise me at all, like what happened last night. I felt like Dallas Keuchel was going to win that game, and as we said, the Houston Astros would in turn win that game too, and that's exactly what happened. I've never thought that the Yankees were that good of a team, and it's not as if they didn't limp into the playoffs. They did. They fully admit it. They're probably the weakest team of all of the teams that are in the postseason, and so the Astros, they've kind of found a way to do it. And they seemed to have a good plan with Tanaka, and they waited for just a couple of balls that were up, and they knocked him out of the park, and that was the difference, so good for them.
It's kind of weird for me to see Colby Rasmus as like this weird folk hero after watching him and Tony La Russa fight for all these years in St. Louis. But, man, he's like a lunatic. Like, he's a wacky guy.
Yeah. My colleague Brian McTaggart actually had a wonderful tweet this morning that said, any children who show up to my house on Halloween dressed as a shirtless Colby Rasmus with goggles on is going to have candy for life. So he's become this what everyone's celebrating, because of course they've had two champagne parties in the last couple of days, and he rips his shirt off and he just runs around with goggles and shirtless and pouring champagne on everybody. And he's like an interesting guy, and they got him because he can hit them out of the park every once in a while. His batting average isn't very high, but his ability to hit home runs fits in very well with this lineup, obviously. And yeah, he's become, of course, there's always like that one guy, in every postseason who becomes like this, nobody's ever heard of him before, and they're either strange, different, weird, they say odd things, they look different. Colby is all of those things, so I think that he's going to gain some popularity this month.
All right, so let's go in and preview this series. I wrote up a little preview for Sports on Earth that should be up by the time everyone listens to this. It's funny, Joe Sheehan wrote a thing in his newsletter last week arguing that the way that the Yankees were playing right now, and the way that they've struggled on offense, and really struggled to really do much of anything, he argued that Colin McHugh probably could have won that game for them on Tuesday, and then you get Keuchel two games rather than one. Now, that strikes me. I understand what he's saying, where that strikes me as maybe a little risky you need one game and you have to win. But certainly, you do only get Keuchel in one series, and the rest of the Astros rotation, particularly guys like Kazmir, who hasn't quite stepped up. McHugh's been okay, but it feels like the rest of the rotation is maybe a little shaky.
Okay, so did Joe write this after the game or before the game?
He did write it before.
So I understand that, and I mean, that definitely makes sense when you're talking about a team that is not like loaded with depth. McHugh is a very good pitcher. He won 19 games. Obviously, he's had a nice season, but he's not like a co-ace with Dallas Keuchel. So what do you do if you're AJ Hinch and you have one game to get into the playoffs and you save your ace starter?
That's a tough call.
It is a tough
call. Because if you lose, they spend the whole season yelling at you for not pitching Dallas Keuchel.
Yeah, and I mean, the Astros have been terrible on the road. They're a young team. They're inexperienced. I mean, you don't know what you're going to get from them in that game. So you have to win the game.
I understand.
In order to have these decisions be second-guessed. So,
I agree with you. I agree with you. Yeah. But, of course, certainly the rest of the rotation, now you are faced with a series where you get Keuchel only once, and you can make an argument they're at the pitching disadvantage maybe in every other game.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be at a disadvantage for the rest of the postseason. They're not going to ever have home field advantage, and they only have one ace, and they don't have a World Series rotation. And so they have a lot that they're going to have to overcome if they're going to pull this thing off, but they're in, and that's what matters.
Yes, and it's funny because, if you look at, not to be all sabermetric nerd about this, but if you look at like the Pythagorean records of of when Pythagorean, I never know the exact. There's an extra I or E in there somewhere, where teams that if you look at the runs they've scored, the runs they've given up, the Astros are actually better than the Royals this year. They actually have a 93 win pace as opposed to the Royals' 90. Now, obviously, it's a short series, and that's too small of a margin to possibly show up in a short series. But it does speak to the idea that there is this perception, because the Royals are the number one seed, because they went to the World Series last year, and because the Astros just got the wild card game, that the Royals are these overwhelming favorites. And I have to say, I'm not as sure about that. Cueto has struggled. He pitched a little better in the last couple of weeks, but he's not been the overarching starter, the ace that they want him to be, as evidenced by the fact that he's pitching game two rather than game one. The Royals, a lot of the stuff that they did last year, you know, worked because they had these 7, 8, 9 inning shutdown guys. They actually don't have one of those guys anymore. And the bullpen, while still good, is not this dominant, overpowering force that it was last year. To me, you look at the Astros, there's a lot of guys that can run into one. And in a series where it feels like, you know, the Royals are not going to, you know, score that many runs, I feel like the Astros are the type of team, because they're power oriented, that they've got a puncher's chance in this series.
Oh, I think so. I think absolutely. I think all those things that you just said, I agree with completely. They have a rotation that's very good, but not scary. Like you said, Cueto would be starting game one if Cueto did what he was supposed to be doing since he joined the team. And the bullpen, I mean, when I look at the Royals, I covered them like throughout most of the postseason last year, and if anything was hit like a foot above ground, they were catching it, and their bullpen was just locked down. So, I mean, that's how they got as far as they did. And I think it is a little bit more of an even playing field. The Astros bullpen has not been good, was not good at all in September. You don't know if it's if they've worn down, if they just needed, you know, a few days to rejuvenate. I mean, there's just so many unknowns when it comes to the Astros, whereas you look at the Royals and you can kind of figure things out because we've seen them, we saw them, obviously, what they did last year. But no, I mean, the Astros, yeah, I've been counting them out. I mean, you and I have been talking about them for 6 months now, and I've pretty much been counting them out throughout the entire time. Here we are, before game one of the division series. So you just never know.
I feel like the trick for Houston is to pick off one of those first two at Kauffman. If they can pick off one of those first two games, now you're looking at Keuchel on full rest in game three, in front of, and I want to ask you about this, in front of a crowd that would seem to be pretty hyped. Are they going to be pretty hyped? What day is that? That'll be Sunday?
Sunday.
I would think that crowd would be pretty hyped up on Sunday.
Yes, it's to say the least. Not only is it going to be pretty hyped, Dallas Keuchel has not lost at home this season. I looked at the weather report, and it's going to be in the 90s, and it's going to be a day game on Sunday. That means the roof is going to be closed without any controversy. And when that roof is closed and there are 40,000 people in there, it is really, really loud. So I think the atmosphere is going to be great. And yes, if the Astros can possibly leave Kansas City splitting these first two games, then I believe that it could be an extremely interesting series because, I don't know what it is, but, you know, I mean, Keuchel takes the home field comfort to a different level, and he is just almost unhittable there. The only bad starts he had, I mean, what, he had like two maybe this season, and they were both on the road, and I'm not exactly sure what his home ERA is, but it's something ridiculous. So yeah, I'm thinking back to like 04 and 05, those home games in Houston were just off the charts and some of the loudest that I've ever been around. When you have that roof closed, it just changes the entire atmosphere there.
Oh, that's fantastic. I didn't realize that they would be holding all the noise in there. That's going to be great. I'm really excited.
Well, honestly, I was a little concerned because there was all this controversy. So the 2005 World Series, you know, the Astros finally get there and they've had the roof closed the entire time, and they used it to their advantage. It really did help them. And then the Major League Baseball made them open the roof for the World Series, and everybody was furious. And so I'm thinking, oh man, I don't want this controversy again. So I looked at the weather. I was like, oh, it's going to be 93 degrees. Good. We're just going to be closed and no one has to. In fact, Phil Garner told me this really funny story if we do have an extra minute. He said that back during the World Series, when he found out that they were making him keep the roof open, he said to Drayton McLean, the owner, there's only one guy that operates the roof, right? And Drayton said, yeah. He says, okay, send him on vacation. Say that there's a roof malfunction and I'll pay for the guy's vacation to just stay away. Drayton's like, I don't think we could do that. that. But Phil Garner did his best.
It feels like you should have a backup for that. It feels it's like having a co-pilot. Like, you know, like, you should have somebody else.
I pictured it's like a red button somewhere in the bowels of Minute Maid Park. You just push it and the roof opens.
Oh, no, I think it's much more serious than that. They have to, like, put their hand on, like, a thermo reader to make sure that – and get their eyes scanned. It's a very serious – it's like the nuclear codes, I think, to shut that door. All right, it's probably time to make a prediction. Where do you see this series going? Can Houston win this series?
I think Houston can win this series. And, you know, I want to say that I think this one's going to go 5 games. I don't know that I have a favorite. I mean, I have to give the edge to the Royals. I really just find them to be such a complete team, even though, you know, they really their first half was phenomenally good. So at this point, I mean, I still find them to be, like, the most complete, well-rounded team. But I do believe that the Astros could push them to 5 games.
I am taking Houston. Yeah, I'm taking Houston. I'm taking Houston in 5. I wrote this in my prediction in my Sports on Earth piece. I actually feel like this is not the same Royals team as last year. And the type of team that's going to beat them is going to be the Royals are going to do everything right, and they're going to try to manufacture runs. And then Colby Rasmus or Chris Carter or George Springer is going to run into one. Everybody in the American League gets a lot of home runs except for the Royals, and particularly Houston. I like Houston in this series. So I'm picking Houston in 5. So do not let those former colleagues of yours let me down, Allison. I need them. I need to look like a wise soothsayer here.
You just want it to be the Cardinals and the Astros in the World Series so we can have all this fun playing off the word hack.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I think that story's over. That story's done. Everyone's resolved it. Everyone's moved on. The feds are out there trying to get terrorists, Allison. They are not even worried about that thing anymore. I'm actually, frankly, appalled that you brought it up.
I brought it up. I know. Slap me in the hand.
All right, Allison. So we will do one more podcast to preview. You are in Pittsburgh now, right?
No, I'm in Kansas City.
You're in Kansas City. That's right. That's right. I thought you were going to see before the game. So you'll be there for Kansas City and Houston tomorrow. Very exciting. Very exciting. Okay.
Yes.
Well, then we'll preview tomorrow Pittsburgh or Chicago against the Cardinals. We'll do a brief thing on that. That podcast will be up soon. But otherwise, everyone follow Allison on Twitter, AllysonFooter. This will experience podcast, Footer and Leech Edition. Rate us on iTunes, Music by the Sundogs. We'll be back with the next preview edition. Allison, have a great time there. And go – I'm sorry, go Astros, man.
Thank you, Will.
Be safe out there.
Thanks.